Greetings, social media wombles. I'm sat at home in my dining room for the very first time. I haven't had a dining room, a proper space that's finished, for probably 2 years since I've moved. And I'm sat here having a bit of a break, late lunch, catching up on some Snapchats. If you're not on Snapchat, forget all the things that you've heard about in the past. Check it out. Go find me, PCM Creative. You'll be surprised. Takes a little bit of a while to get used to the interface. It's not that obvious, but well worth it. I'm really, really liking it. So this isn't a particularly targeted audio boom, because I would usually be walking to the gym or walking back from the gym and using a space where my mind had been ticking over of the sorts of things that, if I was going to do a podcast, what would that podcast be? And in this instance, I've just been sat here and just realised that I can actually do an audio post from home and not be out of breath, which is awesome. So if you're a regular listener, thank you very much for listening. I do have a little bit of a problem with Audio Boom because it's not very easy to access your audience or see if there's any engagement or what that engagement is. And I've thought about it for a long time. And I'm not too worried because I actually just like the mechanism. And this way of me doing these chatty blog posts are partly because I find writing text very, very hard, and this is just kind of a simple release for me. And it also has a really lovely embed, so the embed for Audio Boom is on my website, and I often give Audio Boom files tags and put them in players, so if I'm out and about and I'm working on a particular project, they can be embedded into social media scrapbooks. So Audio Boom still has its place. I still love it, but I just wish it had more way of me being able to reach you guys. And that is one of the reasons why I'm really enjoying Snapchat. Now, I started off on Twitter, and the realization of being able to maintain a connection ambiently with the people who exist in my world was mind-blowing for me and has fundamentally changed my perception of the world. And I'd been really saddened that a lot of those people I spoke to originally are either not on the platform anymore, or they've moved on, or for a lot of people, family changes the way social media is important to a certain peripheral level of your world. And that I've certainly recognised in some of the people that I've seen disappear from the site. But in terms of the overwhelming marketing, burbling, gambling bollocks, I just can't be doing with it. And then I question everything that I do. Is what I'm doing coming across as being sales-like? Because I never want to be selling. I want to share, and share is important to me. And that's what Snapchat seems to be very much about. I've only got a very small audience. I really love the fact that I can see who looks at each individual post. And I have probably about 7 or 8 people who are regularly looking at that stuff. And I really like that. I want to thank those 7 or 8 people, and I need to build up an engagement base with that. I'll be interested to see what happens over the Equity Conference, over the Hand That Feeds musical performance. And then I'm not quite sure what's going to happen over there. I think I may be going to do some random temping, because I'm very interested to work alongside people who do not have control over their day-to-day world in terms of being in a workplace that your phone isn't something that you can just use. You are confined by a social media code or a social media set of guidelines that isn't about you putting stuff out as a social media practitioner, but actually being confined as an employee and being a privilege, for social media to be a privilege that you can post to and not during work times. What does it mean to not have access to social media during work time? I'm interested in that. Well, hit the 5 minutes. I'm going to be good. I'm going to go. Thank you so much for listening. If you aren't already aware, I'm at PCM Creative on Twitter. I am PCM Creative also on Snapchat. Do email me, do Facebook me, do Snapchat me. Extending audience is what I'm all about. And the people who are interested in dialoguing about that, maybe we can Skype, maybe we can get a group Skype chat, a peer going. I'm very much about that. So back to my tea, back to my work.